In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will Fidel Castro do now that he has retired as El Jefe Maximo of Cuba. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Warner Home Video, presenting Michael Clayton, a legal thriller starring George Clooney on Blu-ray, high-def, DVD, and on-demand today. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the members of the National Association of Realtors, working on behalf of America's residential and commercial property owners on the web at realtor.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our intern is Joe Feldman. Don Hall is our house manager. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Lorna White, Lester Larchuk, and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Acton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, what will Fidel Castro do next? Morocco.
He'll be seen at the next Obama rally screaming, "Cambio!" before he faints.
Luke Burbank.
Oye, papi. After 93 years of longing, it's finally time for MTV Spring Break Fort Lauderdale.
And Paula Poundstone.
He's going to team up with the CIA as a consultant to come up with ways to kill him successfully.
And if Fidel Castro does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Corva Coleman, for doing such a great job filling in for Carl this week. Great to have you always. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Paula Poundstone, and Luke Davis. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and Carl and I will be back with you from Birmingham, Alabama, next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.